Jimmy's Big Fish, All This Time, an amazing local track on Vectis Radio. Now, before that, we were talking about how the man, Mamadou Gassama, climbed up four stories to save a child, an amazing video that's blown up over on social media over the past few days. Now, I thought it was only right to end the last weird and wacky news segment with James and Judith on their last show with a bit of Elon news, with Elon Musk news.
Thank you, Tom.
Our favourite person, Elon Musk. So this particular one is nothing to do with the space thing, nothing to do with the electric car thing, and nothing to do with the Hyperloop space, no, car thing. It's to do with rating journalists. Now, so Elon Musk has implied that he's working on a site that the public can use to rate the long-term credibility of journalists. And this is in response to headlines about a recent car incident involving one of his Tesla cars. And he took to Twitter to make the point that this Tesla crash, which had resulted in a broken ankle, is national news, and yet the 40,000 people who were killed a year on US roads get no coverage. And so he went on to say that he believed journalists were under pressure to produce work that would bring in the most clicks and to please large advertisers. And since this initial outburst, he has registered the domain Pravda.com, spelled P-R-A-V-D-U-H, which is a play on the Soviet Union's state newspaper called Pravda, spelled P-R-A-V-D-A, meaning truth in Russian, keeping the Russian theme, of course.
Yeah, another Russian word for our vocabulary.
So my question is that would any of you use a service like this, and what do you think of this just as an idea?
Oh, it's so controversial, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very interesting, isn't it?
Is it a bit too Big Brother?
You see, like, the rating bit, I kind of feel is maybe a bit step too far. But what I think would be a great idea is kind of like Trivago. Other hotel sites are available. But it compares different, like, prices and stuff like
yeah.
that. So if you had, say, you want to look at news stories on a certain topic, you put in that topic and it comes up with all the stories on that topic.
Actually, yes, I see what you're saying. So then you could see how different journalists had approached that topic and how they'd reported it.
Apple sort of does that, doesn't it, with Apple News to a certain extent.
Like curated stuff.
I guess. I mean, where does this all stop? Because it could end up with Rate My DJ.
There'd be a big trouble.
No, I mean, I think part of the problem, though, isn't it, Tom, that it's not just individual journalists. It's actually the publications they work for.
Yes, and their slant, their lean.
Because, say I'm a journalist and I'm working for The Guardian, I would take one approach. If I then had a job with the Daily Mail, I'd be taking a completely different approach. So, and journalists really are guns for hire, aren't they? I mean, it's horses for horses.
I mean, look at the editor of the Financial Times. He's got the Legion d'honneur for services to the European Union. I mean, talk about guns for hire.
Okay, but I'm glad you got that one in, James. But I wonder if it's a bit unfair because journalists who are employed by different sorts of publications are under pressure.
Yeah.
To report and indeed to write even in a certain way.
But in that vein, surely there should be fake news has been a real issue.
Yeah, because that was something that he wanted to do. He wanted to flag propaganda botnets using this site.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's a good
useful
start.
Yeah.
Well, I think what most of this is about self-publicity for Elon Musk, isn't it?
Yeah, and he's just been a bit annoyed that his car got quite a lot of publicity.
But I think he's got a point. But, I mean, this Tesla car, Tom, was it a driverless car?
You see, that's the thing, is that I'm not exactly sure because I wasn't able to find the article that he was talking about. But I've seen that there have been articles that kind of question whether their vaguely driverless system called Autopilot was involved. And so it's kind of half justified, but it's kind of like on a maybe. It's kind of getting out on a technicality.
Yes.
So I think maybe something else that he was kind of trying to hit on was the fact that a lot of headlines are deliberately played up.
Yes.
To make something seem more than it is.
But that's what the news is, isn't it? Sensationalism.
I guess it is, but in the case of, say, like on social media, not everybody is going to necessarily read the article. They might just see the headline, go, yeah, whoa, and,
yes, that's true.
And share it. And that's how this kind of fake news stuff spreads. So really, the question is, should the journalists be responsible for these headlines and the effects they have?
But then it's Cambridge Analytica, isn't it? It's various campaigns being bought by certain companies and opinion swayed by fake news.
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that he seems to be missing deadlines on Tesla cars. Journalists are reporting on this, and he's very upset with the journalists. And he's getting increasingly ratty with people, because there was one poor nanoscientist this week who he entered into a Twitter spat with.
Yeah.
And these Twitter spats are sort of getting wilder and wackier.
And crazy.
A bit like Tom's news stories all the time. And he has now got all nanoscientists on the planet against him, because he says to call something nanoscience is a complete misnomer. And he's now trying to sort of laugh it off by saying, you know, eco-science is the next technology or something like that. But I think he's just doing a lot of these things for effect,
just
to attract
noise.
Publicity for himself.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've certainly had a good old debate about that. We have some ads now, and then we will be back with The Last Link. And it's so sad. Somebody crack out a violin. Anyway, see you in a moment.